Good morning, church. It is great to be with you all this morning. For those of you who know me, I am not Kevin Finnerty, even though he is an incredible man, and I aspire to be like him in many ways. My name is TJ Parisi, and I lead our youth and family ministry here in the Westchester region. And so I know we have a very exciting service ahead of us today, but before we get to our kids' show, we're going to spend some time in the Word of God. And the passage that we're going to be reading from is Matthew chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 1 and read through verse 12. And some of you may, or many of you may be familiar with this passage of Scripture, and it tells about the Magi and them coming to give gifts to Jesus. But as the more I read this and the more I thought about the situation, I was thinking about, man, the world was literally turned upside down the moment that God decided to take human form and come here to earth. And I want you to those of you who are parents, I want you to think for a moment, how was your life changed the moment you had your first child? What did that do to your life? It was like all the great free time you had, gone. You thought you knew what it meant to be tired. You did not know what it meant to be tired. And I am just going off of what I've seen on the outside looking in. You know, that's the great thing about the age where some of my friends are starting to have their first kids, and they're like, bro, I have not slept for 3 days. I don't know how this works. I don't know how this happened. And it got me thinking, I'm like, man, that is such a good illustration for what it means to honor the King. You know, when you have a child, everything about the newborn, your whole life kind of becomes about nurturing, taking care of that child so that they can grow up and be strong. You know, when you're pursuing a relationship with God, everything in your life, the moment that Christ is born in your life, everything becomes about Him. Nurturing your relationship with Him. And so I want us to think about this parallel as we read this scripture today. And as you think about all the giving that goes into taking care of someone who at that point in their life can't take care of themselves, think about taking care of your relationship with God as we read here. Let's start in Matthew chapter 2. We'll start in verse 1. And it says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Now, We just talked about before we read this passage how someone's life might be changed by the birth of a child. But you see that that when one family has a kid, it doesn't just affect that one little nuclear family, right? It affects everything. It affects the people they interact with. It changes their lives as well. You know, I know for me, as the oldest child, when I had younger siblings, it changed everything. It changed everything. I was like, this is great, it's me. And then all of a sudden, my annoying younger brother comes along. And my parents are like giving him attention, doing all these crazy things. We have a great relationship, by the way. Just need to throw that out there now. We have a great relationship. But you realize the focus is not on you when that happens. And so in the same way, you know, there's a lot of preparation that comes into to a child being born. You guys have we have parties that we're thrown where people bring gifts in preparation for the baby. And I want you to think about the heart of the Magi for a second. All right, because maybe you can't relate. Maybe you're like me, you're single, you haven't had a kid yet. You don't know all that goes into trying to take care of that. But I think this we can understand. No matter who you are, what your life stage, the question becomes, how far are we willing to go to honor God? To honor God. Now, what do you think the Magi went through to find where Jesus was? Just to be near him, just to be close to him. And I think what we're gonna see here in a second is so important to think about, because a lot of times we come to church and we don't think about giving God the glory and the honor that he deserves. We don't treat it as a holy thing. And we think about, man, you know what, church, that's a nice thing for us to go to, but if something else conflicts with it, I don't really know if it's worth trying to sort out how I can get there, how I can connect with God. My schedule is really busy. I didn't really have time to spend time in prayer or reading. But what you see here is a heart that honors God. So a lot of scholars, as they've tried to calculate exactly how long or how far it would have taken these Magi to get to where Jesus was, they're estimating that it likely, are you ready for this? This is not like a, this is quite the journey. They're estimating they would have traveled the distance to go from their homeland to where the baby Jesus was. It would have been about the equivalent of like 800 miles. All right, let's put that into perspective. 800 miles. That would be like you driving from here to Washington, D.C., back, and then back to D.C. That's quite the journey. That's quite the journey. You know how long they think it probably took them to make this journey? Probably took them about 40 days to make this journey. And that's just the way there, right? Because we read in the text that they were scared about Herod and what was going to happen if Herod found out where baby Jesus was. And so they had to probably take an even longer route home. What do you think that says about the heart of these Magi and about how historic an occasion it was that Jesus was born? I mean, think about that. Do you think you could set 40 days of your year aside for anything? You know, we're sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm about to leave in a couple of days. I'm gonna go on. I've got 10 days of vacation that are set aside. Man, if that was 40 days of vacation, right, any of you would be like, that's amazing, let's take it. I probably wouldn't have a job when I got back, but you know, that idea, we know there are things, there are responsibilities that if we just got up and left for 40 days, I can't do that. I have too much going on in my life. But what you see is in Jesus, this was such a historic event. They literally, nothing else mattered to them except being there for this historic event. Being there to worship and honor the King. I mean, you know that it's a big deal when God literally orchestrates putting a light in the sky to say, this is my son. This is my son. And I think the challenge for me and for many of us is that because we may not see that star in the sky, we can lose sight of, hey, this is where my son is. But church, we are the light in the sky. We are the light that people look to and say, hey, here is where the son is. Come to me. Worship to me. Worship him. Worship him together. And so I want us to think as we get ready to close out and for the kids to come on up, and you'll see they're going to do an incredible job laying this out there. God has sent his son to earth. And I know we've heard that for maybe thousands of years now. And sometimes when you hear something over and over again, you lose the awe that comes with that. You lose how precious it is. We come here on Sunday, we worship every Sunday in here. And it's so easy for it to just become a routine, something that we do over and over again. But living in awe of God, living in wonder of him, that's something that's an everyday occurrence. It takes our best. You know, they brought gifts of frankincense, myrrh, gold to Jesus. And as we get ready to close out, I want us to think about, you know, as you go before the king, if you were here in this moment, what would you bring before Jesus? You know, I think that the best gift that these magi gave was their heart and their intention to just say, God, you're going to be the everything. My life is going to be about you, the baby, the newborn king. I've come to worship you. And I pray that is our mindset as we go throughout our week, to be givers to the newborn king, because Christ is literally, we don't have to go to Bethlehem to worship Jesus. We don't have to go on a great pilgrimage to Israel, even though that would be a great 40-day vacation, right, church? You know, we could do that, absolutely. But God has set it up so that we can find him and worship him no matter where we are. And so you have an opportunity today and each day to decide what gifts you're going to bring before the Lord. And so I pray that we remember this as we get ready to take the communion, because we know that Jesus, you know, here he is at his birth, but even at his death, we see him giving the best of himself. We see him giving everything of himself to us. He has not held back anything from you. And I pray that we can have that same mindset, no matter how difficult the journey may be. 40 days of traveling is nothing compared to going to the cross. And any gift that we give God, we know we can't outgive him. That's who he is. He's created everything, but we give back what he's given to us. So we are going to pray in a second for the communion. And as we do, if you do not have a communion cup, you can raise your hand and our ushers will bring them around to you. But let's remember to be a giver to the King, because he is with us each and every day. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for you and all that you have done and given to us. I pray that we can imitate the heart of the Magi here, that we can understand that you, Jesus, being born into this world, has changed everything. It's changed our individual families. It's changed our extended families. It's changed the whole world. We know that you are worthy of glory and honor. And I pray that we can be inspired by the hearts of the Magi, that we can look and say, God, you know what? I really have not been setting aside, which is not even the right way of thinking about it, because we can't just set aside time for you. Everything is for you. Please help us, Father, to honor you.